Fish is going to be excused. And speaking of Vision Zero, I have some traffic enforcement folks who are here and need to leave very quickly. I believe we can get through 720 and 721 very quickly, and then there's an emergency item that was pulled off consent that I'd like to get to. So why don't you come on up, please? And just by way of opening remarks, if you could read 720 and 721, Carla.
Item 720, authorize a State of Oregon traffic enforcement grant agreement and appropriate $25,000 in traffic funds for fiscal year 2019-20 to reimburse overtime expenses of sworn personnel. And 721, authorize a $543,600 State of Oregon traffic enforcement grant agreement and appropriate $271,800 in traffic enforcement funds for fiscal year 2019-20 to fund overtime for sworn personnel.
Colleagues, the grant allows PPB, and I'm speaking specifically to 720 at the moment. This is designed to to support the Motor Carrier Safety Assistance Plan, which is designed to reduce accidents, particularly those involving commercial motor vehicles, and to reduce injuries and fatalities resulting from accidents involving CMVs, commercial motor vehicles. The Motor Carrier Safety Assistance Plan grant allows certified inspections from the Traffic Division to conduct traffic stops on unsafe driving behaviors of commercial vehicles within the city of Portland. These stops increase safety and reduce the occurrence of injury crashes. The amount of the grant is a maximum of $25,000 in federal grant funds for reimbursement in the 2019-2020 budget. The city has been participating in this program since 2012. These grants play a vital role in keeping people safe on our streets, and I'm very, very grateful for the hard work that the Traffic Division does. And we have Sergeant Engstrom and Captain Lorenko here, and 721 is the work zone safety grant, which allows the Traffic Division to provide high visibility and high contact enforcement efforts in specifically identified Oregon Department of Transportation work zones. And there's basically four purposes: to reduce the number of fatal injury and property damage crashes in these areas, to enhance driver attention and reduce speeds in work zones, to provide preventative and incident-specific public information and education efforts through social media and other opportunities and activities, and finally, to provide high-visibility contact enforcement efforts while patrolling work zones. And the amount of this grant is $543,600. Again, that's federal reimbursements for the upcoming budget. This is a program that is part of Vision Zero, and the city's participated in it as well since 2012. Mayor, greetings, Commissioner Fish.
Mayor, Council's been briefed on both of these grants. Can I just go right to question?
Absolutely. I'm sure they'd appreciate that.
Yeah, well, one's a $25,000 grant, and it's not controversial. The other one's another traffic enforcement grant. I just want to make a comment. The other day when I was doing my Vision Zero tour, we went along Foster, which now is one lane with other infrastructure built in. And it's marked 25 miles an hour. We felt like a bit of a hazard driving at 25 because of the behavior of people behind us. But the most egregious behavior we saw when we stopped at an intersection and were just watching traffic was among commercial drivers. And, you know, I don't want to unfairly call out Fred Meyer and, you know, Uber and some other folks, but there were some trucks that were going way too fast. And my guess is that these truck drivers are given very unreasonable schedules about they have to meet, they have to make deliveries. And I'm guessing that this is probably something the transportation commissioner can take up with corporate executives, just letting, you know, like figure out who are the where do you see the most trucks, maybe sit down with Fred Meyer and say, your trucks are not, you know, meeting our standard and here's why it's important. The point I want to make, though, is that in a three-hour trip, we never saw any traffic enforcement people. The only police officer we saw the entire day was at my favorite sub shop in Lentz, and everyone's entitled to have lunch, so that was fine. But there was no coverage anywhere we went, and we were literally on 122nd, we were on Foster, and we would stop for 10 or 15 minutes and have a conversation and then watch. So in my view, We have cut, we've got to the point now where on traffic enforcement where we simply do not have the complement of officers we need to do the job. And I hope that the commissioner is not shy about making a budget ask because, frankly, even just having the presence, even just having a car driving has the deterrent effect, like the reader boards and other things. But it was a little discouraging not to see any traffic enforcement people. And I hope that we make sure that the commissioner and the police bureau have the resources they need to do that. Otherwise, I'm in full support of these grants.
You know I'm not shy.
No, I know that.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Very good. Thank you. Any further questions? Is there public testimony on 720 or 721?
We had two separate sign-up sheets, but the same people have signed up. The first three will be Charles Bridge Crane Johnson, Jeff Dubois, and Maggie.
Okay, and we'll go for 2 minutes because I want to take these votes before the commissioner has to leave. Before you leave, is it helpful? We could potentially put an emergency clause on these. Would that help? Would that speed up the process towards getting the grant dollars in the door?
Mr. Mayor, we're trying our very best to stay on schedule and not put you into that position.
Wait a second.
In the future?
It's a yes or a no.
It always helps, sir. Yes.
Okay.
Very good. Go ahead.
Thank you.
You can take a seat. Thank you both of you. Appreciate it.
Good morning, Commissioners. Charles Bridge Crane Johnson. And, you know, there's people at the Police Bureau, probably these two folks right here, whose work is to find the supplementary funding so we can have at least some, as Mr. Fish noted, some traffic enforcement. So thanks to those who find this money from the state. Hopefully someday we'll be able to get to a position where we don't have to fund this as overtime. When it's an overtime expense, we're getting 50% less hours of actual traffic enforcement for our dollar. So, you know, it's can't be missed that we're having some staffing issues at the Portland Police Department. But hopefully there'll be some brilliant sneaky management that can figure out a way to get more hours into traffic safety. And also later on, when we have an overall report from the police department, it would be probably helpful for the police commissioner and the rest of the commissioners to know how many overtime hours are going into traffic enforcement, how many have to go into violent crimes, and other, you know, the other natures of the work. So thank you all for finding this money. Of course, I look forward to you voting unanimously to take the state's money. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Hi, I'm Maggie, Portland Homeless Town Hall. So I find it slightly hypocritical. The reason people don't want to go into police work and you have these overtime hours that you have to pay for at such high rates is we need a universal ban on assault rifles.
But Mayor, this has nothing to do with
know,
the
ban. We know.
I agree, Maggie. Yeah. Please keep this to track.
I'm just saying, you know, if you want to hire more police officers, let's ban assault rifles because who wants to be a police officer?
For overtime for traffic enforcement.
Well, if you want to hire more people so you
It's not what it's about, Maggie. Thank you. Appreciate it. I move that we add an emergency clause to item 720.
For the purpose of getting the grant as quickly as possible, being in the public interest.
Bingo. Any further discussion on that? Please call the roll on the amendment to 720.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. The amendment's passed. Same motion for item 721. Move to put an emergency for the reasons stated by Commissioner Fritz.
Second.
We have a motion and second. Please call the roll.
Udaly?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. The amendment passes. Please call the roll on 720.
Udaly?
Well, I just want to take a moment to thank the members of our traffic enforcement division. It's a hard job, made even harder by underfunding and understaffing, and I appreciate Commissioner Fish's comments, and I have been beating that drum for a while now. We need more funding. We need more enforcement on the streets. We cannot engineer and educate our way out of what I consider a public safety crisis. This month, we reached the same number of deaths due to traffic collisions in July as we saw in the entire year of 2018. So, of course, I support these grants. I also support increasing enforcement overall. I vote aye.
Fritz.
Thanks very much to the Traffic Division for your work. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The ordinance is passed as amended. Please call the roll on item 721.
Udaly.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The ordinance is adopted as amended. Thank you. Thanks for coming in.